Sample number 8, English, U.S., Neil Morris Mountaineer, Art and Charles Evan, Tape Library Code 71.
Yeah. That is a Norse ballad. I don't know that I ever heard the whole thing sung. I don't know any of it. But it was a tune they played on the fiddle, the Irish.
Accordion too.
You don't know Jesse James, do you?
Oh yes.
I never have recorded that in my whole life. That's funny. I've sung it all my life because my father found it out in the West when I was
I'll have to put this clamp back on.
What?
I'll have to put the clamp back on.
Okay. About Jesse James, the way you told it to me this morning about who it was got shot, you know.
Yeah.
You tell it your own way.
I'll tell it like my grandfather. I'll just tell it as my grandfather told it to me, as the story that grandfather did tell me. Is it going now?
Mm-hmm.
In regards to Jesse and Frank James, my grandfather was personally acquainted with them. He lived in the southern edge of Baxter County, Arkansas, and they stayed all night with him lots of nights. And my grandfather told me that there was a lot of those robberies that was laid to Jesse and Frank James, and he knew that they didn't do it because they was at his place when it happened. But you couldn't tell the public that. When they get their mind made up that somebody had done something, why, the public is going to stick to it anyway.
Now listen, Neil, I think you ought to explain to the people why your father or your grandfather would give hospitality to noted outlaws that there was reward on their head for, you know, and that everybody was after that some other people wouldn't have helped out.
Well, now, the Morris family and the James family were good friends long before they ever become outlaws, when these boys was just boys. Now, my grandfather was quite a bit older than they were, and he was acquainted with their stepfather. And he knew them as boys, and you know how the mountain people are. They try, if the opportunity presents itself, why, they try to take care of them. Now, he wasn't helping hide them or anything, but he was already hid. And they could come to his place and go without anybody paying any attention, because nobody expected them down in Arkansas, you see. And when things would get hot, they would come off down here in the mountains, and they would stay at my grandfather's. Now, that's the story that my grandfather told me when I was just a boy. I've heard him tell it several different times. And he said that Frank James, at that World's Fair, I think it was 1901 in St. Louis, him and Frank both were there. He and Frank James were together there. And that Frank James offered to bring Jesse there alive. He said that Quantrell was the man that the Ford boys killed. It wasn't Jesse James at all. But he was just about the size of Jesse, and he was redheaded, and he wasn't in a relation to the Ford. Jesse James was an own cousin to Charles and Bob Ford.